Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those dealing with life's difficult situations. Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. So glad that you've joined us today. Happy Monday to you. I was reading a passage recently in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7, and it talked about having endurance and encouragement. I want to ask you today, are you kind of weary? Man, are you having a hard time just enduring as we come out of the year anniversary of COVID pandemic last month in March? And even though you're excited about spring, you're still just weary mentally and emotionally, or maybe you just need some encouragement. Well, I'm glad you're with us today because we're going to talk about that today and tomorrow on Hope Is Here. And I want to share this passage in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. It says, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up." And just that constant reminder there in verse 2 of Romans chapter 15 about how we always just need to build each other up. You know, the old saying, when you're a child, my parents used to say to me, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. And that is just so, so true that we shouldn't say anything if we don't have something nice to say. We live in such a critical culture now, and especially with social media, a kind word can just carry somebody a compliment for hours, sometimes even days. And so I want to encourage you to make sure that your words are building people up and to look for the good in people and not be so critical. And if we're honest, it's easier to be critical than it is to be positive and uplifting. But you know what? You're never more like Jesus when you are saying a kind word to help encourage somebody and give them hope. In verse 3 of chapter 15 of Romans, it says, "For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me." I want to ask you today, have you been insulted? As somebody gossiped about you, maybe a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, maybe even a family member. And I know that can be excruciatingly painful at times. And yet, the thing I love about being a follower of Jesus is there's not anything that we have to go through on this earth that he didn't go through. And I'm so thankful that that's the type of Savior that I worship, that Jesus, he didn't start his ministry till he was 30. So he had a real job, a J-O-B. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. And yet, we sometimes, the enemy will say, you know, well, God, you can't really relate. And yet, I want to say to you today that, yes, he can relate because obviously God was Jesus in the flesh when he came down to be with us so that we would never be separated from him again. And I'm so thankful that anything I go through in my life, that Jesus knows what that's like, dealing with temptation, being insulted. I know a lot of people that listen to the program are single. And, you know, Jesus was not married, and yet God loves marriage. He created marriage, and the Bible says it's better for man to not be alone. And yet Jesus modeled that we don't have to have total completion by that. And yet I know people that struggle in marriages because they look for their spouse to give them more of their identity of hope, joy, peace, love through another human being instead of going to God and through his son Jesus. And so I'm so thankful that we can look to God's word and know that Jesus knows what it's like to be insulted. And that can keep us from being encouraged and from having endurance in this race of life that we're in. And so that's why it's so important to have quiet time and spend some time with God. And then also just filling your mind throughout the day. And I know people that listen to the podcast in the morning while they're getting ready, or they listen to us in the morning on the radio at 8:15 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. or on lunchtime, they get not only just their food, their physical tank filled, they also get their spiritual tank filled as they listen from 12:45 to 1 p.m. on WJMM.com or 99.1 FM if they're in their car. And one of the things I would encourage you, if there's a podcast of one of these radio programs that really blesses you, encourages you, share it with somebody else. Let them know. This 14 minutes out might encourage them, because we all need hope and encouragement, don't we? It goes on in verse 4 of Romans chapter 15 to say, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." Man, I love that verse. I've got to share that again. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." If you need some encouragement today, I really want to encourage you to spend some time in God's Word. The Bible, God's life manual for us, is what I love to do. I'm old school. I love to get into something I can hold, but there's lots of Bible apps that you can do, Bible reading plans, but I just love that God loves to speak to us, and that we have an opportunity every time we spend some time in His Word. And in fact, this Bible was given to me a little over 5 years ago by my good friend Anthony Combs. And when my dad died, he and his wife Olivia brought this Bible to me at my dad's visitation. And he wrote in here, "Greg, as you enter a new season of life, I wanted to give you this new Bible. Our worlds change and our lives change, but God's love always remains the same. I hope that each time you preach from this Bible, you will always look back at wonderful memories of your dad, Eddie Joe, and lead people to the cross. Love you, AC." And friends, that's where I go for my source of strength, my encouragement, and for me to be able to have endurance is going to God's Word. And I love how I can read a passage of scripture that maybe I read 5 years ago, and I like to write my Bible and highlight, and it'll be amazing how I'll look up a passage of scripture and something that didn't speak to me back in 2016 or 2017, 18, 2019, 2020, all of a sudden in 2021, because of the season in my life that I'm in, God speaks to me very clearly about an area that maybe I've got a question in, a struggle in, a hurt in, a disappointment in, an upcoming meeting in. And God loves to speak to His kids, but you've got to spend time with them. And I'm just so, just been impressed upon me lately. I've had to do some funerals lately, and I've had to go to some funeral visitations, and my college roommate's brother passed away at the age of 57, his older brother, and it's just that great reminder of letting those people that we love know that we love them. Pick up the phone, call them. There's nothing like hearing somebody's voice, but if you can't do that, at least text them and say, "Hey, I was thinking about you, and I just want you to know I love you." In fact, when I walked out of that funeral visitation today, I texted my siblings and just said, "You know, hey, I just left Rick's brother's visitation, and I just want to let you know that, man, I love you, and I'm so thankful for you." And all of them responded, "Yes, you know, thankful for our friendship, our relationship, and our love and support of one another." And so, man, we all have regrets at times in life, but one of the regrets we don't have to have, if we want to have encouragement and endurance in this race, is letting the people closest to us know that they are loved. In fact, the church that I pastor in Jackson, Kentucky, Jackson Christian Church, one of the great families there, and they become dear friends of mine. Their son passed away at the age of 16, and his birthday is actually on April 26th, and he would have been 21. And yet, my heart hurts for them, because 5 years that he's not been with them. But then in the same scenario, the same date, April 26th, is my nephew Alex's birthday, and he is 20 today. And so normally I just send him a text, but this time I called him, because I just thought, you know, you never know. I might not be here for his next birthday. And so I want to encourage him to take time to let the people you know that you love them and you care about them. And right now, we all need to love and support each other as much as possible. And I'm so thankful that the scriptures tell us that if we're going to have endurance, that that's where we look to that and where we can have encouragement, because it provides us hope. That's Romans chapter 15, verse 4. You may want to write that down on a post-it note and place it in all over the place in your house, your bathroom mirror, by the coffee pot, on your laptop, your cubicle at work, the dashboard of your car. It's something that's helped me to memorize a lot of scripture over the years by doing it that way. Then it goes on to say in verse 5, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had. So it's just, I love the Bible. Some people say, oh, it's boring. But when you read the Bible, God's a God of details. My good friend Sherry Matherly, who I know listens regularly to Hope Is Here, she says that quite often, that God's a God of details. And I'm thankful there in verse 4 and verse 5, it tells us that we will get endurance and encouragement from God. And he gives it to us so freely, and that we can have the same attitude of mind to each other that Christ Jesus gave to us. And so once again, I know I keep saying this, but I just feel like somebody needs to hear this today. Make sure you spend some time with God. Instead of turning on ESPN in the morning, which I did for many, many years, make it that cup of coffee, water, Diet Coke, whatever your beverage of choice is, Mountain Dew in the morning, that you say, you know what, I'm going to spend some time with Jesus and get your spiritual tank filled, which helps get your mind and heart filled before you go out to battle the day and all the challenges that we'll have in that. It goes on to, in verse 6, to say, so that with one mind and one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when it says that you're one mind, I think about the thoughts that we have. And what is it in your mind? What are you filling your mind with? And when you fill it with God's word, it's a lot easier to be encouraged and to have endurance for this race of life, this journey of life that we're in, that's full of mountaintops and deep valleys. I'm thankful, though, that God is the God of the mountaintop, and he's the God of the valley. And, you know, we've talked about this last week about the 23rd Psalm, and, of course, we read that at funerals, but it talks about, you know, in the 23rd Psalm that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and it doesn't necessarily just a physical death, if you're in a deep valley, that God is, your rod and your staff, they comfort me and protect me. And by spending time in God's word, it helps my mind be protected. The one mind it talks about there in Romans chapter 15, verse 6, and the one voice, the words that we speak. And before the words we speak, it starts with a thought in our mind, doesn't it? And I'm so thankful that we can change our thoughts. We can change our mind about things. And, you know, the Bible says there's life and death in the tongue, the words we speak. But it all starts right here. It all starts with a thought. And when I start my day off and when I keep filling my spiritual tank, which helps protect my mind, which then comes out in my words, because Jesus said in Matthew that, you know, what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And when I'm not speaking good words, when I'm negative, when I'm critical about people, it's only because of a couple reasons. One, I'm tired. I've been doing things too much. And we all have seasons of that where you have busy schedules. But we've got to learn to kind of try to get a little more balance. And then the second is when my time with God's not where it should be. I have what I call drive-through quiet times where I just quickly spend a few minutes with God in the morning, then I head out the door. And there's no substitute for that. It's the foundation to build your whole day upon. And you can have encouragement, you can have endurance, and have joy in this race called life when you spend time reading God's word. Well, I hope you'll tune in tomorrow as I'm going to share four ways that can help us live for the glory of God and the good of others tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to the Hope Is Here podcast. We want to provide hope to all the wonderful ladies and mothers that listen to Hope Is Here. So we're giving away over $500 in gifts. To register to win, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. This package includes a beautiful leather purse from Draper James, a registration to Twyla Brown's Cue the Confetti Workshop, a professional makeover and makeup session with Paige Johnston, and a basket of Beauty Counter makeup products. And last but not least, a box of Old Kentucky chocolates. Register today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.